This is KUT. Travis County health officials have confirmed the second case of Zika virus in the region. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on what to expect as we approach peak mosquito season.
The latest case involves a middle-aged woman who contracted Zika while traveling to Colombia. Dr. Philip Wong is medical director at the Austin Travis County Health and Human Services Department.
We expect that we will hear of more cases of Zika. Again, it's fortunate that there's been no local transmission.
Both cases in Travis County involve people who contracted the illness while traveling abroad. Wong says 40 other residents are currently being tested.
Many of these persons are, say, pregnant women who had traveled to some of the areas where there is active transmission going on, who've returned. Some of them have developed symptoms. The recommendations now also include that people who are pregnant but do not have symptoms but are returning can also get testing.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 80% of people infected with the Zika virus don't experience any symptoms. The most common ones include fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes, and they typically disappear within about a week. Wong says health officials are most concerned about pregnant women contracting the virus.
The infection in pregnant women then has been associated with these birth defects, primarily the microcephaly.
The virus is primarily transmitted through infected mosquitoes. But last month, Dallas County health officials confirmed the first case of sexual transmission in the U.S. That prompted the CDC to issue new guidelines on prevention, like practicing safe sex.
It's become abundantly clear that the risk to people via sexual transmission is greater than we initially had thought.
That's Tom Skinner with the CDC. He says they're now working with state health departments to investigate 14 reports of potential sexual transmission of Zika. Several of those cases involve pregnant women.
We're following all these cases, and of course, if a woman is pregnant and she's been infected with Zika, then she'll be carefully monitored.
While both cases of Zika in Travis County were contracted abroad, the mosquito that carries the virus is native to Central Texas. Dr. Wong with the health department says they're not ruling out the possibility of local mosquitoes becoming infected.
If someone who became infected in one of the areas where there is active transmission going on came back and was bitten by a mosquito locally, then that mosquito would become infected and could bite someone else and transmit the disease.
There's no vaccine or medicine specific to treating Zika. Wong says the best defense is to use mosquito repellent, cover up with long clothing, and throw out any standing water around your home. Saida Hassan, KUT News.